Online at castlefmscotland.com and broadcasting live on 98.8 FM. This is 98.8 Castle FM News.
Hi, this is Desiree Elliott, reporting for Castle FM Scotland. I am at the Central Library, George IV Bridge, today for the International Appeal of Stevenson. It's a new exhibition celebrating Robert Louis Stevenson's work. I'm going to speak to Ian Gardner, committee member of the Robert Louis Stevenson Club.
The Robert Louis Stevenson Club was born in 1926, after the death of Robert Louis Stevenson in 1894, where he died out in Samoa. The Robert Louis Stevenson Club has approximately 450 members. The majority of the members come from France, United States, and of course Great Britain.
I'm going to talk to Councillor Richard Lewis, the Culture and Leisure Convener for the City of Edinburgh Council.
Well, the exhibition has actually been brought over from France through the, and I'll do my best to pronounce this correctly, Association sur le chemin de Stevenson, which is essentially, a Stevenson fan club, and more specifically associated with the Cévennes region. As I'm sure some of the listeners will know, Stevenson wrote a very famous novel in the time, travels on a donkey through the Cévennes, and this particular association, who even to this day conducts a number of tours in that part of the world for thousands of Stevenson devotees. Anyway, they've donated this particular exhibition to Edinburgh in what is Robert Louis Stevenson week, and tomorrow specifically Robert Louis Stevenson's anniversary.
And how did the idea for the exhibition come about, really?
I suppose partly because Stevenson is, in many sense, but not only in literary sense, but also in terms of his own life, quite ahead of his time. He has an incredible rich history and a life story which reads like a novel, starting in Edinburgh and going down to London, Germany for cures with for his health, Switzerland, then heading across to the States in an emigrant's train, ending up in Missouri and places like that in the Wild West, and finally heading out to the Pacific and ending his years on a Pacific island. It really is an incredible adventure story. And I suppose that what appealed to the French is the colourful nature of his personality, as well as the fact that he's a great writer. I'd recommend everyone come down this week. It's part of his actual celebration, so there'll be other events and other activities associated with that.
That's great. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much.
Online and on your radio, this is 98.8 Castle FM.